bullied. I'm not going to be bullied by my big brother.
Good. Good. 5 o'clock.
Calling the meeting to order. Tony, could you please call the meeting to order and take roll?
Yes, the time is now 6:05 p.m. and the meeting is called to order. Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
And Mr. Coronado is on his way?
And has notified us he'll be a little late due to the inclement weather.
And Ms. Caceres is here.
She is.
Oh, there he is.
There's Mr. Coronado.
Sorry, guys. Almost done.
Okay, all board members are present, and then...
The east side's bad. This side of town is nice, but...
Monica, but she disappeared.
She disappeared?
We're going to go into the...
Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay.
For the time being.
So whenever you guys start, you're good to go.
Okay.
Just going to leave that there.
There he is. Are we all here? Everybody's ready? Okay, Mr. Dyer, we're ready. Ms. Dyer? We can go.
What a meal.
Does anyone want coffee? No?
I would. Oh.
You did? Okay.
Yes,
how do you take your coffee?
Cream and sugar.
Okay.
With some cognac, please.
I promise not to let the an hour pass like Stevie.
So any more coffee before we get started?
Do you have to, does Tony have to stay? Can you go? Or do you have to stay?
No, you're not taking any action. I can go. If you'll just stop and bring them over at the end and leave it on my desk. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon or good evening. Yeah, what a meal. What a meal. It's great for Rhoda and I to be back in the Connor Hill District because we are alumni of Connor Hill, and it's great. Mm-hmm. The last time we were in here, and we have a little slide of that, was the night that we celebrated the, and I say we because we feel part of the district, celebrated the bond issue and then the teachers signing the contract.
Wasn't that great?
Oh, it's outstanding. We'll have a slide here.
So much energy.
You know, when we left, of course, everyone was leaving at the time, and there were some parents of one of the teachers who signed her contract, and we started talking to them in the hallway, and they had tears in their eyes, and finally, you know, after talking to them, because it was just a great thing that their daughter had a job, mm-hmm. and that all that hard work, going to school and everything was paying off. So congratulations to you all on that. We're going to have some fun this evening. It's going to be different. You're not going to have you haven't seen a workshop like this before, and greatly appreciate it. I don't know if you know or not, I am a superintendent in Cuba, New Mexico. I've been a superintendent in Cuba, New Mexico since August. Cuba, New Mexico is 90 miles north of Albuquerque. It's in the mountains. We didn't have any school today. We had about 6 inches of snow on the ground. Some of the staff came to clean up the parking lots because if we let it sit, then our machinery can't get it all out. We're going to have a 2-hour delay tomorrow because there's another storm coming in. So that's where we're at now. We still have our home here on the west side. Aurora's still doing some workshops here, but we flew in on Saturday, and I'm flying out tomorrow. But it's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you. We're going to go fairly fast today because I know everybody wants to get home. You know, it's amazing. We think about the weather, and is it cold, and it's cold, is it going to snow, it's not going to snow. But when we're at a football game, it's like, who cares? Let it snow. And our last football game in Cuba, we played football on Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock because we don't have lights on our field. Our last football game, it was snowing at about 35 degrees. Went to a football game before that. I can't remember, I'm trying to learn all my towns, but it was about 35 degrees and it was bitterly cold. But anyway, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, good evening. And I, too, an alumni. I was a counselor at, was it them? That's where you had your boys?
Yes.
Right? And how old are they now?
Oh, Aurora, they're grown men.
Yes, they're grown men now, right? Because that was a long time ago. But the workshop that we bring you, like Mr. Dyer says, is unlike anything that you probably are accustomed to. But that's what we pride ourselves in, is that as an educator, I retired. I was a school teacher, I was a counselor, I was a director, and wore many different hats. But one of the things that I'm so super passionate about is about giving trainings and workshops and doing staff development. And I wanted to create something that was different. So one of the things, to make a very long story short, is that I came across some very fascinating work that I think is really fascinating, that I think you're going to enjoy. And that was out in California. I studied under the tutelage of Dr. Papacchione. And I know Mr. Dyer's giving you the folders, but please do not get ahead, okay? There's a reason for it.
Thank you.
This woman is an artist, a businesswoman, consultant, and did a lot of work with the engineers and the artists of Disney. And so taking some of those strategies and how we can work best and be innovative in what we're doing and in our thinking. So we're going to give you like a little taste, like a little spoonful of some really delicious food, okay? And so we're going to go really fast because of the evening and the weather and everything else. But I just think these photos are so nice. I took them from your website. So welcome, everyone. And now it's frozen. Oh, no, here it goes. There it is.
See, you know, we intentionally came down because we wanted to be there with you, because that's a great feeling. And when I was assistant superintendent for operations in the district, we passed the bond issue then. Bond issues nowadays, they're hard to pass. They're hard to pass. And, you know, it was amazing and outstanding that Counter Tail passed, because there were some other school districts before you all passed yours that didn't. And y'all did it right. You know, we had pictures on TV. I mean, you know, when everybody's going out, shaking hands. You did an outstanding job. Outstanding job.
Well, so, go ahead. I was just going to say that's what you demonstrated. It was teamwork, because you saw the unity and the commitment that was there, and you worked it. I mean, it showed that y'all worked it, and you worked it hard. And that's what it takes for an organization to be successful, is that everybody has to come together and work as a team. And I made reference to the Disney Corporation. You know, you have artists who have to work alongside engineers. And they're very different types of people, very different types of personality. Would you say they would get along or not get along? Try and stay with me, y'all. Would you say engineers and artists would get along or not get along?
No.
No, it's very difficult, right? So that's why when I saw what Dr. Capacchione was able to do with them and be able to bring them together and work as a team, I thought, this is really fun, you know, because it's very engaging. And they had such great success when they worked with them and they finally were able to have them work together. They're called Imagineers, and that's what we all are. They're Imagineers, and as a result of this work that we're bringing you, came about additional theme parks, came about at one time, for those of you who are a little older, closer to my age, you'll remember that there didn't used to exist Disney stores in the malls. They were non-existent. Well, this worked because of the market. They brainstormed this there. They went international. Now, Disney owns ABC, right? So they've gone huge. So the possibilities are endless. And that's just like what I think that you, in my own personal opinion, that what I saw that evening, you could just feel the energy. You did feel like a family culture here. And I was glad that Jackie and I were able to be here and to come and be a part of that and to celebrate you, because that is awesome. We get very excited for the successes of any district because we are educators at heart. Once an educator, I think you're an educator forever. It's just in your blood. This is your mission statement, and that is that you want to provide a quality education to assure that all students graduate on time and that are prepared and that they do go to a higher education. It's very rewarding for me to come and enjoy the meal that we just did. And as we were talking to the kids, they all aspire for other things. They do aspire for higher ed. So it's awesome because some of them want to go into music. Some of them want to go into culinary arts. Others have other plans. And so it's great that...
And the gentleman that was waiting on us, He wants to go up to a culinary arts school in Rhode Island.
And he already applied.
That's going to take some intestinal fortitude to leave Conopio and go to Rhode Island. Yeah. I thought, holy man, that is great. And the other students that we talked to too, they know what they want to do. And that's great. That is great.
The trainings that we bring you are research-based, so it's not just something that we throw together, just that we throw that little plug in there. And the name of our company, as you can see, is IMA, and I believe that you should turn at this time and look at your neighbor and say, I'm a star like you.
I'm a star like you.
Let me go back. All of you said that the engineers and the artists probably wouldn't get along with one another. Why? Why would you say they probably would not get along with one another?
They think differently.
And Aurora's going to show you here in a minute. The artists are on the right side of the brain, and the engineers are going to be on the left side of the brain. But it's interesting that Disney had a vision. If you read anything about Disney, he had lots of visions. And he had visions like no one else had. And he would get the engineers and the artists together, and they came up with the term the Imagineers. And great things happen. Great things happen.
So, and that is the name of our website and also our email. So if everyone needs to get a hold of it, you have it there on your PowerPoint presentation. And I appreciate you all.
Yeah, you can look in your folders now and follow along, but do not go fast. Yeah, you will be in timeout. Where I spent a lot of time back in the old days. Okay. Tonight we're going to be talking about being a team, coming together. Let's look at this side. What is a team? Probably out words that come to mind are what a team is, what it stands for, and what its functions. What is a team? What does that mean?
Baseball.
Say that again?
Baseball.
Baseball?
People that share a common bond.
Okay. What else?
Unity.
Okay. What else?
Group.
Winning.
All right. Okay. Good. These are call out words that come to mind when calling about team. That's what we're going to be talking about, teamwork. You're a team of eight. I don't know if you call yourself that, but you're a team of eight. And I really want to emphasize, and I know you know this, but I'm going to emphasize it anyway, of all of the people, the students, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, all of the people that are depending on you to make the right decisions. And that's an awesome feeling. That is an awesome feeling. I was looking at the way your boardroom set up. I love the way the boardroom set up. It's nice. I haven't seen any boardroom set up like this before. And that's nice. But again, going back to the bond issues, going back to building new schools, that takes a lot of teamwork. Takes a lot of effort, and it sure makes it a lot easier when the community supports you in what you want to do. Because this school district is going to grow. When the soldiers come 80,000 soldiers, and we were talking about that at our table, you take 80,000 soldiers that are coming in, if they're married, then we're talking about what? 160,000. They have one child, now we're over 200,000. If they have two children, that's going to be a lot of people coming in. And I know a lot of students are going to come to the school district. Because one of the main things I think they're going to be looking at is, where's a great school district? It's here. It's here. And I know you're preparing for it because I heard a little bit of discussion about building a K-8 school. And I think it's a great concept. Great concept. Aurora and I were at the New Mexico School Board Association, Friday and Saturday. I listened to a presentation from some individuals from the Albuquerque School District. They just finished building two high schools. One high school, $100 million. Second high school, $120 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. But the thing is,
start that bond next year, guys.
Maybe tomorrow.
But the thing is it. You know, building schools is a lot of fun, and especially when they're new and you have the ribbon cutting, it's a lot of excitement, and it's great because you have the support. You have the support.
I just want to ask a question right quick to you. When you all are united, do you think the community knows and they can feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and when you're not or where there's dissension, the community knows, they can feel it. So it affects, everything trickles down, right? So it does affect everything that happens.
What is building? What is the someone give me a definition of building. We're talking about team building. So what is building?
Brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar. Yeah.
Problem solving.
What else?
Cooperation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me one more. Trust. Okay. Now, when we talk about this, I know when someone says the word like trust, you know, do we trust one another? Do we trust one another? Because the night we came in this building and everyone was excited, a lot of electricity in the air, I felt a lot of trust. Yeah. And with the parents here, and you know, y'all said, you did what you said you were going to do. Help us pass the bond issue and we'll put all the teachers back on contract. Holy mackerel, that's what you did. That's what you did. What an awesome feeling. I've been in this business, this is my 33rd year. I've been in this business long enough, I can walk into a boardroom and know immediately with just the feeling is the board working together? It's just like when you go into classrooms. It doesn't take a genius to walk into a classroom. You can sit, you can walk in a classroom in 2 minutes, you're going to know, is that teacher doing what he or she needs to do? You're going to know that. It's a feeling that you get. It's a feeling that you get. And when you walk into schools, it's the atmosphere. It's the atmosphere. Because I've been in schools before where I didn't like how I felt when I walked into that school. And like Aurora's saying, when people walk in and they look at you and they sit here and they watch how you conduct the meeting, you're gonna present yourself with that aura of, we working together? Do we trust one another? Does the public trust you to make the decisions that you're going to make for how many students in the district?
6,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have, 6,000, a mom, a dad, an aunt, an uncle, a brother, a sister, a grandmother. Look at all the people that has entrusted you to give their child a world-class education. Yeah. It's awesome. And I hope you think of it that way, because that's the responsibility that you have. And you're doing an outstanding job. You all know me well enough. If I didn't think you were doing an outstanding job, I would say it. But you are. You are doing an outstanding job. Let's look at this. Board of Trustees Code of Ethics. And I know what you're thinking. Is he going to read all that to us? And no. He's not going to read that. But tell me some, and you've already said some words. Tell me some more words about Board of Ethics. What is ethics? What does that mean, ethics? How what?
How you behave.
How you behave, how we conduct ourselves. Yeah, that's ethics. Mm-hmm. Now, is it just in the boardroom?
No.
Is it out in the community?
Yes.
Is it we act one way in the boardroom, we act a different way out in the community? When we visit schools, we put on a smile and we're there. And it has to be every single day, 24/7, 365. That's the way it needs to be. And I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. The Board of Ethics, Board of Trustees Code of Ethics. And you can look at this, and I'm not going to read those to you, but they're very, very important. And you've already said some words. Trust. Trust. That's a great word. That is a great word. Okay, this is continued. Honor and conduct. I will tell the truth. I will share my views while working for consensus. You know, as a superintendent, what I like boards to do is to have the trust in you that when you present something, that they can look you in the eye and say, is that what's best for our kids in this district? That should be the final question, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And those of you who've been around me, you know, I'm pretty opinionated. I never knew that until someone pointed it out to me. I said, well, I guess I am. But that should be bottom line. Is it what's best for the children in this district? And I know you have at heart what's best. When I come back, and I've been back 3 times since August, but I drive around and I look around and how it's grown since Aurora and I were here. It's just outstanding. Facilities look very, very nice. Central office has grown a little bit since we were down at the other one, huh?
Just a little bit.
But it's what you make it. You can have a large, beautiful central office. You can have a small one. It's how we make it. Yeah. And let's look at this one. Look at that. District core values: accountability, commitment, trust, respect, integrity, high expectations, and teamwork. These are district goals. team operating procedures. And look at the bottom there. Look at what it says at the bottom. Maximize our students' academic, artistic, athletic, and social skills.
That's stealing my thunder. Stealing part of my thunder.
Okay.
No, not you. I'm just saying that's leading into the presentation we have for you.
Yeah. We were listening to a presentation by a lawyer there in Albuquerque Saturday morning, and he was giving a great presentation, and he said, how many of you believe that hiring the superintendent of the district is the most important person you'll hire in the district? Well, everybody started laughing. And he said, it's not, is it? No, it's the high school football coach. Because I was going to say, yeah, it's a superintendent for sure. And I'm glad I didn't hold up my hand because, I got to thinking, it's amazing. It is amazing. But just look at some of those words because, accountability, we do need to be accountable. Committed. Yeah, we have to have that P word. What is that P word to be committed? The passion. We have to have that passion. We have to have that passion to be superintendents, great superintendents, and great board members that you are.
Okay. What we hope is that you will feel that the work that we're doing that will give you maybe another perspective, not that you aren't already doing a great job, because obviously you are, but this is just to, again, give you another perception of, well, can we still do better? Can we still perform a little bit better? Can we be innovative? Can we be inspirational to others? And then are we authentic with the actions that we are taking as board members? Goes back to the word of trust, is do people feel our authenticity? And are we authentic? And ultimately, it's about touching the human spirit. So this is where I like to say that we bring out the creative genius in everyone. And so any workshop that we conduct, whether it be a board training or we work with students or we're doing staff development or a company, it's, let's do a little bit of the work that these guys did, the Disney people have done to balance the brain to get us to that level of, you said a very important word earlier, problem solving. That we solve problems in a different way, or maybe in a way that we never thought that we could, and that is by balancing the brain. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm taking it on a very fast track, but we're going to do an activity with you that is going to be so super simple. No, we're not taking you back to kinder. I know you've seen the markers. But it's required for the activity that we're going to do for you so that you can experience what it's like to balance the brain. We're going to stimulate the right side of the brain. We use music and colors. We get it to communicate with the left side of the brain. And then you balance yourself out. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
All right. You can't wait. Okay.
Yes.
Let me tell you a story. Aurora came home when we were in the Valley at Mission. Aurora came home one day and said, I want to go to California. I said, well, what are you going to do in California? She said, well, I heard of this program out there, and I want to go get certified in it. And I said, well, what's it about? Oh, it's brain function, left side of the brain, right side of the brain, and stimulation, and this, that, and the other. Me growing up in Marfa, Texas, I ate that up, right? Go ahead and go to California. So she stayed out there a week, and then she came back, and she was all, as my nephews would say when they were younger, she was very hyperacted. And so when we would drive from Mission to San Antonio about every other week, she had a very captive audience for 4 hours up, 4 hours back. So she, what about this and this and this and the right side of the brain and the left side of the brain? And I got enthused about it. So I went out to California and stayed a week. And, if you just listen to someone talk about it, you might think, I don't know. But I'll guarantee you, she's done enough workshops and we've done enough workshops that when you stimulate that right side of the brain, and I won't steal your thunder.
That's all right.
Just a little bit. Some lightning. Okay. I'll get the lightning part. it's amazing what can happen. It really is amazing what can happen when you get over on the right side of the brain. And you're going to see it here in a little bit, and I'll throw in my two senses of being a superintendent. But, she came back and told me about Disney and the engineers and Dr. Lucia Capicchione, who taught us they hired her. They wanted her to go out to Disney and stay how long?
But she was a consultant, so they wanted her. They say, we give you a week to work with this team. You got to make them work together. And so she ended up being so successful, they invited her back as a consultant for 10 consecutive years because she really did some really phenomenal things with them. And like I said, tonight, I mean, we're giving you like what could be a year course of study, like in like a really fast pace, right? So that's why I tell you, we're just giving you a little taste, okay? But this is where part of my passion lies, and that is, if you can turn to the brain if you'd like, but when we're little babies, what side of the brain are we on most of the time, just by looking at that handout? Mm-hmm. Yes. I already heard some people say the right side of the brain, because when we're little kids, when we're just, thank you, I was just thinking about that. Thank you so much. We respond to music, and it's all about feelings. It's like, I'm hungry, feed me. So if I'm hungry and you haven't fed me, what do I do?
Cry.
I whine, I cry, right? I need a diaper change. Okay. Right, throw a tantrum, what have you. But what really, as an educator, see, and I used to be a special ed teacher, and I always felt, as a special ed teacher, that how can I make this more hands-on? How can I make this more interesting for the kids? How can I make this more where they feel that it's fun and not that they, in other words, I didn't want the kids to feel like they were learning. I wanted them to learn, but not realize that they were learning. So when you make it hands-on and you make it interesting and fun, I knew that already, and I was always looking for, like, where are some tools that I can work with? And really, I mean, I was blessed that I went to some workshops and I learned some things, but when I got really excited when I saw this, I thought, you know what? It never really dawned on me that looking for the problem solving lives. This is what really captivated me when I went out there and started learning this work. Where's the problem solving?
Right side.
On the right side of the brain. Exactly. This is huge for me. This was like a big aha that I thought, you know, when I went through all my college classes and everything, and it's like I never saw this. And I don't remember ever learning that this is where it's at, all right? And yes, our intuition is there and our spirituality is there as well. But dreaming, imagination, it's critical. We need it. As educators, we push very hard left. I'm not saying we don't work with this interchangeably, but we mostly are worried about what thing in October and then again in the spring. What are we always worried about as teachers?
Tax.
The star. It was a tax, and now it's going to be a star. And it's, you know, it gets to a point where we just feel so much pressure, so we're pushing hard left. And yeah, of course, I want my kids to know the reading and the math and the science, and I want them to be successful. But we push sometimes we start leaving this part that is critical, okay? And so this is the part that I really want to stimulate for you tonight and then get it to communicate to the left. So anything that I should say right quick about the left that you remember?
But let's look at our children who come to schools, and this is I think basically in every school. When the bell rings, what side of the brain are we going to be on to start school?
Just coming in.
The right.
Which one?
Right.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Yes. Let's say elementary kids. When they get out of that car, it's a beautiful day, and do they run to get into the school? Yes, they do. They get out of that car, and they can't wait to get in there, and they're ready to go. They're on what side of the brain?
The right.
They're on the right side of the brain. They go to a cafeteria and they're having fun with their buddies and they're playing and they go out in the playground. They're just having a great time. Still on the right side of the brain. When that bell rings and they go to class, what happens?
Comes over the other side.
Switches
straight to that left side.
It switches.
And you look at reading, speech, writing, math. We stay. And how long do you think we stay on that left side?
I wouldn't switch. I didn't switch. For
10 minutes. You asked the right side. Yeah, it's like it's quick, right? It's like quick shut down.
Let's say we have first period reading, second period speech, third period English, fourth period math. We're going to be on what side of the brain nearly all day long?
The left.
On the left side of the brain.
And Aurora teaches, this is a full workshop here, but Aurora teaches, and we've done this in our smaller school districts, where we start out the day journaling and we listen to music, and that gets us on the right side. And if we wanted to do this like we would want to do it, you could do this, and she's going to teach you how to do it here in a little bit. Just get on that right side of the brain so that you can get over and get over into this right here. Get in that creativity. Get in that creativity. I know some math teachers, they play music when they're having homework and everything. Whatever it's going to take to get the them on the right side of the brain, get over into creativity. I'm guilty of it too as a superintendent. But like I said, in some of the smaller school districts where Aurora and I have been, we have tried very hard to get some of them on the right side of the brain. Right side of the brain. Now, let me ask this question, because I always like to ask this question with teachers, because they get it. They really get it. I know you'll get it. If we could balance out in our schools, if we could balance out, let's say for the entire school day, 8-hour day, if we could balance 4 hours on the left and 4 hours on the right and really get our children's brains leveled out, what kind of student do you think we would have?
Well-rounded.
What was the word?
Genius.
That comes up a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, well-rounded.
Good.
Go ahead.
The word she used. This takes me into, if you know anything about Einstein's story, as an elementary child, his teachers couldn't stand him. He's like, mm-hmm. This kid asked questions all day long, and it was frustrating the teachers, and he was, you know, they called his dad and said, take him home, and he can't come to school. And so he was classified mentally retarded. Okay, and then realized they had a genius on hand. Because Einstein used to love to dream and imagine. And so where is that coming from?
The right side.
Exactly. This is why I get so passionate about this, because I want people to understand and to really get it, is that is so necessary for us to be able to develop, like you said, well-rounded kids, geniuses, or better functioning kids, better balanced kids. Part of the reason why we did the journaling in the morning with the music, we would pipe it in through the entire school, was because it does balance, it centers the brain, and it prepares the brain for learning. Plus, as a counselor, I already knew I can't do justice to 700 kids. Like when I was at Jose Damian, I always felt so frustrated. It's like, I know a lot more kids needed to see me, and I couldn't do justice. So I thought, I need some tools that if they can't come talk to me, they can vent where? On a journal. And it's awesome, and they love it. And you get better functioning kids, and yes, it helps tremendously. That's a whole other workshop. But anyway, you get the idea of what we're going with this. But then also, when you're centering the brain to prepare it for the learning, they understand the concepts better. And so you as team members, and I'm going to relate it to you all, as you are problem solving with maybe things that are coming to you to the board and some of the decisions that you need to make, wouldn't you like to be able to think a little bit clearer, to say, okay, you know, it's not that hard. I know some things are tough. I know you have to make sometimes some very unpopular decisions, right? It gets tough. Mm-hmm. But with balancing the brain, I'm not saying it's not going to be challenging, but you get another perception. You look at things differently. Is it Wayne Dyer who says, when you stop, when you... It left me. There's a really cool quote of when you do things differently, or when you change the way you look at things, the things you do change. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Okay? All right. So I got to go really fast through this, but that's what we're going to do, is we're going to stimulate the right side of the brain for you, get it to communicate with the left. This is part of the work that I was telling you that the engineers and the artists did to be able to start working together. Because you're right, they didn't get along. Because artists are very what brain?
Right brain.
Very right brain. And your engineers are very left brain. Exactly. However, when you talk to some medical doctors and surgeons, now they're piping in music as they're performing surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's balancing. So.
I had back surgery, and Rory didn't tell me that the surgeon that was doing my back surgery wore what?
What was he wearing?
Clogs or something like that. Doctor check over.
Yeah, he's wearing some kind of fancy shoes or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, I was out, so I guess he can wear whatever he wants to wear. But, you know, they do try all these different techniques. And like I said, in the music, I've been in math classes where you do your presentation, but when they're doing their assignment, put on some soft music, and that soft music takes them to what side of the brain?
Right.
Take them on to the right side of the brain. Get on that creativity side. Yeah.
The idea is by balancing the brain is because, yes, as I was saying earlier, the problem solving comes from the right side of the brain, but when you marry it with the logical side, then you make better decisions, is what I was trying to say, or you can take it to the next level. Just like how they did, this team took it to the next level of, well, we're not just a theme park anymore. Now we're an import-export business. Now we've gone international. Now we've built up on the swamps, you know. They've done so many more things as a result.
One more thing about, tell them about what Disney had to do with their arachnid. Just this, because this right here is a full workshop.
A 6-hour workshop. And when I did the week, I had to actually do a whole year course of study when I got back. So it wasn't just an intense week. It's you do a full year course of study and then you do what they call the intensive at the end of the year again. But Disney used to challenge his artists to draw. You know, they didn't have the technology that we have now in those days, so they used to have to draw sketch by sketch by sketch so that the pictures would look like they're moving. Y'all have seen that commercial when they show a photograph, how quick it goes? Okay, he would have them sketch. Like, let's say, a picture of an old shoe, and he would have them do it with a non-dominant hand. And the artist used to hate that. It was like, why is he making me do this with a non-dominant hand? The non-dominant hand accesses the right side of the brain faster, okay? So if you're right-handed, you'd use your non-dominant hand, your left hand. And so when they would do it with a non-dominant hand, for example, an old shoe, draw a picture of an old shoe. When they would do it with a dominant hand versus the non-dominant hand, the one that they did with a non-dominant hand had a more real look to it, and the shoe looked like it had already been worn and lived in. So pretty, a lot of really neat stuff. There's tons of stories that go with this.
Okay. Someone define legacy for me. What's legacy? What is that? What's that definition?
Something that's handed down to you or left to you.
What you leave behind.
Okay. What you're going to be
remembered
for. Exactly. That's legacy. What you're going to be remembered for. And in this school district, 100 years from now, they're going to remember y'all. Because when you go around these schools, and I like going to schools, and I've been to a lot of schools in 30 plus years. When you go to schools, what do you see on the front of the school, in the front area?
The plaque.
The plaque. That's exactly right. You'll see a plaque, and it's going to have the superintendent's name, it's going to have the board member's name, it's going to have the architect's name. And some of these schools in this area have been around for a while. And usually what they'll do, if they build a new school and tear down the old one, they'll take the old plaque out and put it up someplace where it can be seen. So the legacy is legacy. What you're going to be remembered for? Now, when does it start? When does your legacy start?
When you're born.
Thank you. When you're born. That's when your legacy starts, when you're born. And I love doing this with high school students because you get all these answers. Well, I don't know. But that's what I agree with. When does it end?
When you die.
See, that's what I used to believe. But look, who's the picture of?
Mother Teresa.
Do we know her legacy?
Yeah.
Is she in heaven with the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it can't be when you die. I used to say that too. And then someone said, well, what about Mother Teresa? What about
How about when you're forgotten? I mean, yeah. As long as people remember you and keep your legacy alive, then it continues, right?
Yes.
But what about the work that you left behind, like if then the legacy continues? Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, like when someone may be speaking at the dinner table, I'll never forget the time that they saved my job. And that was back in 2010, and they're speaking about, well, you made history. they're talking about you. That's part of your legacy. See? Right?
Yeah. And in politics, we know definitely in politics and being a politician, you definitely want to have a great legacy. Because in my opinion, a lot of this tonight is my opinion. A lot of people in politics are not, well, they are remembered for something they shouldn't have done in politics. But that's very important. The legacy that you leave for yourself and the legacy you leave as part of a board in this school district. It's extremely, extremely important. When does it start, in my opinion, when you're born? And when does it end? I don't know. Don't know when it ends. Because again, Mother Teresa, I say Gandhi, you get a picture of Gandhi. Cesar Chavez, get a picture of Cesar Chavez. Martin Luther King, get a picture of Martin Luther King. And you get a picture of these individuals that left one heck of a legacy.
Okay. So, how many of you like the Wizard of Oz? I know who doesn't, right? If I only had a brain. Balancing the brain, when we balance the brain, I always say magic happens, so. The thing of it is, we do have what it takes to bring out the creative genius in all of us. Can we access those parts of us that are, we have our talents, that we have our genius side? Yes, of course we do. And it's just like Oz says in the movie, and many psychology classes refer to this movie because it's a great teaching tool. And that is, you know, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. It comes from that famous song. But that's just like with all of us. You know, the lion already had what? What did he want?
Courage.
He had it with him all along. What did Tin Man want?
A heart.
The heart, yes. And so, the Scarecrow, we know, the brain. And Dorothy just wanted to do what?
Go home.
You don't need to be helped any longer. You've always had the power. And all of us can be empowered. Okay. Tonight, before I get you into stimulating the brain, we're going to do it right before we get you to create your mission vision board. What you're going to do is you're going to come and get your supplies, glue sticks, scissors, magazines. You're going to be looking for words and captions and pictures that depict what you want to accomplish as a board and how that's going to make you a stronger team. How are you going to work even better together? How are you going to be the number one school board in the state of Texas, if not the nation?
An honor board.
Mm-hmm. An honor board. There we go. I love it.
Yeah.
Right? That is what you're going to do. Okay?
More
and more companies are doing this.
No.
You
wouldn't deserve that.
Seriously, we're collaging tonight? Yeah. Because it is powerful. And it has been scientifically proven that when you put images, words, phrases together, such as what we're going to do today, isn't that what an architect does when mm-hmm. they're making their blueprints? That is, mm-hmm. it's going to be your roadmap. Except that you're going to have fun doing it. Right? I'm not saying that an architect doesn't have fun. But, you know, you're going to do it in a creative way. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to empty out that table, and I think that the poster board will probably sit better over there. And that way you all could take your pictures and put them over there. Now, if there's something that you really want to place on your MVB, but you don't find it in the magazine, that's why you have markers. You can also either draw it in, write it in, or you can call out to the team, I'm looking for, and then you state what is it that you're looking for. Okay, we had hoped to have had more time with y'all because we wanted you to get the experience of making your personal MVP. Everybody, typically when I do this workshop, we make a personal MVP, a personal of my life, and then we get into the team. And we've done this with teams as well, with athletes. We've done this with many different groups. So it's a lot of fun. I think you're going to really enjoy it, but you're going to enjoy it even more once I stimulate your right side of the brain, and we get it to balance up with the left side of the brain. Are you excited?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Are you awake? Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Tell them about doing it with football team.
Well, Jackie likes the story that when we went to Dallas, I guess it was last year? August, but the August before, they called us and they asked us if we would be willing to work with 140 football players to do this, to get them to work together as a team, and they wanted to go and compete in state. And so we did. They got the whole ballroom of what was it, the Hilton Garden? And so a bunch of stinky football players, 140 of them, because they had practice in the morning, they didn't have time to shower. So can you imagine? There they were under the chandeliers, this beautiful ballroom. But I roughed it. I was a real trooper. I was there for
the team. It didn't bother me, but it kind of bothered Roar. I said, oh, this smells like
a locker room. He was charged. Right, I was like, oh, my gosh. But we did. We were able to work with 140 football players, their coaches are all at their tables. They created their personal MVP because with kids, I want to make sure that they understand academics first and sports next. And so they had to also put on the board what were they going to contribute to the team. It was awesome. It was amazing what came out because kids that the coaches had no idea the dreams that they had of what they wanted to do after high school, plus then what they want to contribute to the team. Long story short, they have to, this work involves that you must display it somewhere where you can see it every time you come in, because you all are a team. So it's gonna have to be displayed somewhere. I don't know, do you have your executive sessions in a separate room, mm-hmm. perhaps? That'd be good, that would be a good place. That's a suggestion, you know, here, but then all of the public would look at it. If you want for the public to look at it, that's fine, it's up to you, but anyway. So let me tell you, you know what happened? We did this work with them. The coach put it up. They had to look at it every single day. Guess where they went to play? They competed for the state championship at the brand new Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
All right.
Wow. See, one of the slides we had, they're large, it's Duncanville in the Dallas area. The coach that was with us in Mission is now the coach at Duncanville. And one of the slides that we had on there was holding the 5A football trophy up. Right? It's basically a plaque, beautiful plaque, in Cowboy Stadium because that's where the 5A games are played. And they did get in there. They didn't play for state, but they got into the state playoffs.
Right. Sorry.
That day at Cowboy Stadium, the first game, they played four games. There were four games that day. Duncanville played the last game. We were supposed to play at 8 o'clock. The first kickoff was at 9:20. The game before that...
At night.
Yeah, 9:20 at night. The game before that, Ulis Trinity played before Duncanville. Ulis Trinity at that time was the number one football team in Texas and the number one football team in the nation.
Wow.
There were over 50,000 people at Texas. They call it Cowboy Stadium, right? At Cowboy Stadium. But one of the pictures that we put up there was Duncanville holding the trophy. And I prayed, I really did, that we would that they would get there so I could be in Cowboy Stadium. And Coach called me and said, we're in the playoffs, and guess where we're going to play? I said, tell me. He said, we're going to play in Cowboy Stadium. And he asked me how many sideline tickets I needed, so I was playing with him. I said, well, give me about 10. He said, 10? Do you know 10? Do you know how difficult it is? 10 sideline tickets? I said, okay, give me two. And he said, well, we can work two. And Roy and I walked out, and then, I don't know if you've been to a Cowboy Stadium, but golly, you know, it's just miraculous is what it is. But the point that I'm making is one of the slides and what we told them is we will be there with you when we go to Cowboy Stadium. I didn't take into consideration that when they got in the playoffs that they would have the opportunity to play there. Now, Coach Dykeson, he was one heck of a coach. He was at Lake Travis. Lake Travis won state championship under him. Lake Travis has won, I believe, four state 4A championships in a row, and they're playing in the semifinals next week, which if he would have stayed there, he would have won at least five state championships in a row. But politics, and he left, but he's just an outstanding coach. But the thing is, we had 140 athletes in that room, and it was after practice, and I just love it. Mainly African American. They invited us to go to Abilene about 4 years ago because they played Odessa Permian in Abilene. It was televised on ESPN, one of their stations. Duncanville got beat 13-6, I believe it was. The very next year, Duncanville was again asked to play Permian in the Alamo Dome.
and Coach called me and he said, you want some sideline tickets? And I said, well, you know the answer to that. And he said, we're going to beat them this year. And they did. Beat them pretty well. But the point being is when you get athletes, you can do it with athletes, you can do it with board members, you can do this, all this kind of work. It's just amazing. We did it with both of our high schools in the Valley of Mission. We did it with Mission High School. We did it with Veterans Memorial. Veterans Memorial High School was a brand new high school. Two 4A high schools. The first year in football, 2-8, we did a workshop. We believe that we stimulated them. They went 8-2 the next year and got in the playoffs. Mission High School, we did them both the same year. The Mission Vision Board that Mission High School had, it was 10-foot long. And the Mission Vision Board for Veterans Memorial High School was 13-foot long. And the kids at Veterans Memorial said, Mr. Dyer, how long is Mission High School? It says 10-foot because we had it enclosed in glass. We had it mounted over their dressing room. They touched it when they went out to practice. They touched it when they came back in. That's the power of visualization. That's what we're going to teach you a little bit about tonight. And the kids at Veterans Memorial was, all right, ours is bigger. It's 13-foot. Theirs is only 10. And the amazing thing, when we got down there, Mission High School was a 5A high school. It was so big that a lot of kids went out for athletics and wouldn't get to play. Because when you get down there and you play 5A, you play to win every game. It's not everybody's going to play. It's we're going to win. Mm-hmm. So when we split it into two 4As, and that was a challenge, it was amazing that about 2 years later, Mission High School, where Tom Landry graduated from, was supposed to be the school. In 2 years, Veterans Memorial was beating them in just about everything. It's just amazing. This type of work is amazing.
So this is the way it works to stimulate your eyes. All of you have one piece of paper.
Everyone have a blank sheet of paper.
You have your markers. And what I'd like for you to do is take all your markers out of your box. Just pretend that you are this little kid. We're going to bring out the inner child. How's that? You can't fail this. There's no way you can do it wrong. It's easy. It's fun. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of music for you, maybe about 3 or 4 songs, because we don't have time for the whole enchilada. But you want to put your sheets of paper like this, landscape, okay? And you may want to get your PowerPoint out of the way or... just give you enough room is what I'm saying, okay? When I play the song, all you're going to do is just scribble on the page. You remember when you were this age? You probably don't, but you didn't know how to draw yet. So it's not about art today. It's not about art or that you have to draw something. In fact, I don't want you to draw anything because when you intentionally draw something, you're accessing part of the left brain. We don't want that because then you're going to work on structure and all. No. I want you to just totally immerse yourself in the activity to stimulate that whole right side of the brain, okay? You'll have time to access the left side of the brain when I give you a prompt to work with and you're actually going to write. I'm going to challenge you to write with a non-dominant hand. Write your answer with a non-dominant hand. But this is the way it works. You can close your eyes if you want to. You don't have to. But some people, taking deep breaths helps. You're just going to scribble on the page. You're going to let go and have fun. And if you can use both hands, it's even better. But when you scribble, like if you're using both hands and the paper's moving around because it's not anchored down or whatever, then use the non-dominant hand to scribble. You'll go to the left, to the right side of the brain much faster. Got it? Now, get as comfortable as you want to get. You know, sometimes I do these workshops, I see people with 3, 4, 5, 6 markers on their hands and they're going crazy. They're just going at it, which is really cool. Like I said, there is no way of doing it wrong. Don't think structure. I don't want you to think order right now. I don't want you to think, I'm going to work with you, they're watching me, I have to be very careful. No, just release, just let go and have fun. And see where the music takes you. Yeah, cool, just like that. Okay? Any questions? You understand what I'm saying? So I'll be your tour guide, okay? When I change the music, you're going to take that page, put it to the side, scribble on the next page.
and so on and so forth. Okay. We cannot talk during this process. We cannot be on our phones during this process. You cannot be doing anything other than doing this, because if you do, that pushes you right away to the left side of the banner. We don't need you there right now. Okay? All right.
So does everyone understand that? When you get on the right side of the brain, which is where we want you, because with the creativity, you start talking, you go right back to the left side. We want to keep you on the right side. And these techniques, it's amazing what's going to take place. I've seen Aurora do this with other board members. When we're in the Valley, once a month she would ask the principals to handpick individuals off their campus who they felt either needed a break or they deserved it. She would have a monthly workshop with them. And I would come in at the time that they would show their MVB, their Mission Vision Board, and it is amazing. Amazing what comes out on that. Aurora teaches another workshop, a beautiful workshop on journaling. It is amazing when you get over on the right side of the brain and you journal with your non-dominant hand. And again, when she would talk my ear off going to San Antonio for mission, you know, non-dominant hand, left side of the brain, right side of the brain, blah, blah, blah. You know, again, coming from Marfa, Texas, it was like, yeah, okay. But I guarantee you, when I started believing in this work and I went out to get certified, this is amazing work. This is something that you can do at home. I'm going to tell one quick story. I was walking in the hallways at one of my schools down in the Valley, and I was walking by and I saw this teacher in a classroom, and it looked like she was crying. It was after school, and I looked and looked. I said, well, she probably had a bad day, so let me go in and see what I can do. So I go in, she's crying. Oh, Mr. Dyer, how you doing? You know, I said, can I ask you a personal question? And she said, yeah. I said, why are you crying? Did you have a bad day or something happened? And she says, well, let me tell you. She says, my daughter's a senior, and she's going to go to school in San Antonio, and this is going to be the first time that we've ever been apart from one another for any length of time, and I can't handle it. And I said, well, let's talk about it. So we talked for a little while, and I said, do you journal? She says, yeah, I do. And I said, well, journal about it. And she says, well, that doesn't seem to be working. And I said, I'll tell you what, journal with your non-dominant hand. She says, what do you mean? I said, well, ask the question. My daughter's leaving. I'm having to struggle with it. Ask the question, take a little time, and then answer with your non-dominant hand. I said, try that, and I left. And I basically forgot about it. I was in the campus there about 2 or 3 weeks later, and I went by, and the dummy said, oh, hey, look, let's see if it's working. She said, hey, Mr. Dyer, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. She says, I'm doing the journey with my non-dominant hand. And I said, well, how's it going? She says, it's a lot better. She says, I'm still going to miss my daughter, and it's only 4 hours away. She says, but it is so much better. So there is a lot into this work, a lot that's into the work. But it's like anything else. If you believe in it, it's going to work. If you don't believe in it, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Ready?
Excited?
Should we make music?
With the non-dominant hand, right?
With the non-dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, you use your
left hand. The one you... Your non-dominant hand is the one you don't write the check with. See, now, the ladies say, oh, all right, well, now I know what hand is. But just relax and just whatever you want to do on the piece of paper.
Okay, I'll be your tour guide, as I said. And I was a tour guide at one time. I used to work at Universal Studios, you know. I was a Spanish tour guide on Sundays. So I'll be your tour guide. I do the talking. You all just enjoy and relax. And close your eyes. Do me a favor and take 3 very deep breaths right now and really fill up that belly to your belly. Your belly button. After your 3rd breath, go ahead and start scribble scrubbing. Just let go. Remember, you're that little kid. Don't talk. Laughter's great, crying's great. Thank you.
I've done this with full groups of men and women together.
Letting me write on the team.
Don't talk. Turn it the other way, the way we traditionally write. And I want you to write on how I can be the best team member of Aiden. What can I do to be? And this is going to be just for you. I'm not necessarily going to have you share it, but I want you to write with this prompt. What can I do to make the team of Aiden better, stronger, more innovative, more creative, better problem solving? Whatever comes to your mind. Now, I'm going to challenge you to write with a non-dominant hand at the beginning. If you get tired writing with a non-dominant hand, then you can switch. But I want you to experience it first.
is nice.
Now, like I said, and when we do this work, we don't ever put anybody on the spot and say, well, what did you write? What did you say? We do open it up if you want to share, but we never put, because then that defeats the purpose of allowing people to just truly express and to be free. But I want to know, just on the activity alone, I already know how a couple of you felt. It got real giggly. But what did you feel when you were doing the swirl and fly, or what, as Dr. Capacchione refers to, she calls it dancing on paper. And by the way, she hired a band who composed specific music for all nine emotions. But today I improvised a little bit because I'm driving it a little differently. But what did you feel when you were doing the swirl and fly?
Silly.
You felt silly, okay. Yeah, is that what, the giggling starts? Yes, and that's terrible. Let me tell you what happened. You went very quickly to the right side of the brain. You went there like this, because the inner child comes from the right side of the brain. And that's good. So that is good and it's acceptable. A lot of times I do get people who cry. Again, because you're opening up those emotions, okay? Did you feel like crying?
Yes.
At some point, after you got past the giggling part?
Well, because of when I was writing.
Oh, what you were writing. Okay. When you wrote, you balanced, and your brain was communicating through that little corpus callosum piece that you have there, and you're truly balanced. I think this is a great time right now to brainstorm together as a team, and this you can do out loud. Now, unless if anybody would like to share what you wrote, that's strictly voluntary.
Money felt is right.
I love you.
It's strictly voluntary, but he's volunteering.
We have a camera and we took pictures of
that's
it.
So cute.
I wrote strong, diligent, I will listen, trust, believe in myself, unity, pride, and accept. That's
thank you for sharing.
That was good.
That was very nice.
What'd you write, Armando?
Would like to share?
I can't.
You can't recall?
I can't recall. Do you want me to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do what you can with what you have. Put your heart into it. Take no for an answer. Try for what you believe in. Work on being the best you can and then fight.
That was good.
Awesome. I wrote, kids first, achievement, team, show that I care, district first, helpful, innovate, lead, passion, action, ethics, strength, listen, observe.
That's good, all right.
And now I noticed what I think was, I think the majority state with a non-dominant hand. I can tell when you're with a, because if you hold, it looks a little bit different from when you're, it doesn't look as natural. So I can just tell. So the majority, you never switched to your dominant hand. Did anybody ever switch?
No.
That's awesome. When we teach the journaling, whether it be in the school with the kids or anyone, we don't use any lines in the journals. We get blank sheets of paper, again, because we want you to have total freedom to express. The lines brings out the inner critic in you, and it makes you be very structured, very clean, very organized. We want you to dream, and we want you to dream big. No boundaries. Just like Eisenstein used to just dream and imagine. It's like there are no limits, right?
I noticed that when I used a lighter color, it was different than when I used a darker color. That I was more free with the darker colors to sweep over, but when it was lighter colors, I wanted to stay more in a corner, or I didn't want to cross lines.
I
need
you have anger.
I didn't open my eyes.
We need part two.
But when you do this at home, you know, do it landscape. Don't do lines. Get the music. Get in that zone or whatever you want to call it, and don't think about what you're writing. Because when you ask that question, whatever that question is, don't sit there and try to figure it out. Let your non-dominant hand just write what you want to write. And when I started doing this, it's amazing, because I thought, well, I'm going to write one line or two lines.
I ended up writing 2 or 3 pages. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I go back and try to read it, well, it's a little hard. But it is amazing when you just let yourself go. And you can ask yourself a question, or you have a situation, or 30 minutes before I go to the board meeting, I'm just going to sit and relax in my journal. We have some decisions to be made for our children in the school district, and it's going to be amazing what comes out. Now, if you ever share this information with anyone, if you do, you only share it with those who are going to support you in whatever you write down. Because you don't want to sit there and write everything down and you feel so good about it, and then you say, hey, look at this, let me share this with you. Are you crazy? You know, you think that's going to happen? Stay away from those people. Stay away from them. Get somebody that supports you. It's like, oh, right, yeah, we can do that. We can really do it. Get around people who are going to support you.
Which, a couple of good points there. Because with Disney and his dream and his vision, people literally thought he was crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, they laughed at him. They didn't want to lend him the money. They just thought, this man's too far out there. You know, there's something wrong with him. But look at what a genius of a man, also a great innovator, you know.
Which genius would build a theme park in swamps? If you ever go to Florida and you go to the theme parks there in the swamps, and they told him, you're crazy. He said, just go buy the land. We'll figure everything out later. You're going to say something.
Yeah, Jackie, I was raised there. And my daddy worked right on Sand Lake Road. And we used to all, it was common. No, nobody's going to put anything there. That's a swamp. It'll never be. Exactly. And sure enough, by the time I was graduating from high school, it was there. Yeah. And everybody went, how?
Do you know how, just real quick, Disney was sitting in a park one day, and he was noticing at this park that all the kids were having fun, and the parents were out there like, what time is it? How much longer do we have to stay here? So he got with his Imagineers and said, look, we're going to build a theme park for everyone. Everyone's going to come through the gate and everyone's going to have a great time. It's not going to be, and we see it today, take the kids to the park, they get on the swings, they get on things, the parents over there like, golly, is it time to go yet? It's brilliance. It is brilliance. But it came out of him. He'd walk into a room and he'd tell them, the artists on one side and the engineers on the other, I want to build a theme park. I want to build it in Florida. I want to build it in swampland. You make it work. I'll be back. And you just, and here they go. Just like Aurora was saying about the Disney stores and malls. You know, I'm not going to buy anything, but I'm going to go and see what Disney has. And from there, I'm going to go to the M&M store with all these different colored M&Ms, and I'm definitely going to buy something there. But it's just such a creative man. You know, very poor. When he first started out, he's living in a garage. He sees a mouse that goes along. He's a sketch artist, so he starts sketching a mouse. Yeah. Which mouse? Mickey Mouse.
And all of us have that within. Just like reference back to the movie of Oz, we have our brilliance within. We have what it takes to be dynamic, to be the honor board, to be, you know. We do. You have it. It's with you. It just depends on how badly do you want it. I think you make reference to only share with those who will support you. That's the same with your mission vision board. That's why I recommend possibly best to display it in your executive session room, only because in case that you do have people who come in from the public and they see something out here that they'll say, what is that? And they might get critical. You want only yourselves or people who you know will support you in your dreams. That's what you want. It's critical. Okay, you don't want people to be tearing it down, be critical, or laugh, or think, well, how silly, or it's not. It may look silly. It may look simplistic. It may look like it's kindergarten stuff, but it's not. I mean, there's the proof. You know, the multi-giant of Disney owns ABC now. I mean, they're multi-billion, trillionaires, whatever it is, you know. And so anyway, this is a good time. But anybody else, did y'all have fun doing the scribble scrabble? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or did it feel awkward to you? Like, when is this going to end?
Originally.
Huh?
Originally, it was like.
It felt funny to you. It felt awkward. Like, yes. What are we doing? We're adults here.
But it was fun.
But yes, and that's what it is that we as adults have a very difficult time coming into unfamiliar territory. See, I was taking you out of your comfort zone.
It was relaxing.
When you give in to it, it relaxes you. It opens your mind to thinking a whole different way.
And when we did it with the football teams down there, and I haven't seen this done, when we did it with the football players, we had one of the football players, he got two handfuls of markers, and he was doing it backwards. He was doing it like this, and so we videotaped all of that. And then when they go up and they show their mission vision board, one of our coaches pointed out, he has a son that's physically challenged. Of course, his son now is like this. But at that time, the point that he was trying to make to his players is you go out and play and give your 100%, because to little kids like this, you're all heroes.
Yeah.
Golly, we started crying. I mean, everybody in there was crying like, golly. You know, and he was telling us, and he started crying because, again, like I said, his son was physically challenged. His son may never, ever, and I don't know now, he's at the age now to play football. He may never, ever be able to play football like the other kids. But he was making the point to this football team is when you go out there, you play with pride and the passion because these little guys right here, you're their hero. Man, he said that we were all crying in there over there trying to, here's the superintendent crying like a baby, but that's what comes out of these things.
Okay, so now this is what was going to happen. This is a good time for you all to, as a team, to brainstorm on what should be in the center, because the center is supposed to be either your focus phrase or your focus picture on who are you, what do you want to accomplish, what's going to happen. So this is a good time for you all. Not place in soft music, but you all can interchange or think about what should go in the center. Then the rest of, then when you get actually to looking through the magazine, cutting out the pictures, the phrases, what have you, you're going to cut them at your desk, but then you're going to go in the glue sticks over there, and that's where you're going to place the photo or the pic or the phrases. Okay. So
does everyone understand that? Just look through there, and that's going to jump out at you. Aurora's doing a workshop with board members in Mission, and I was there, team of eight again. And I've been the gentleman that I am. When we got to the magazines, they took all the magazines. They left me a all the National Geographics. And I was sitting there saying, how in the world am I going to find pictures out of only National Geographics to put on my mission vision board? Well, that's one of the most powerful mission vision boards that I've made. Aurora has about 17 at our home. I have about 6. In one of our homes, we had them all over the walls. In our home that we have now, we have them in certain places. But only share this with those who are going to support you. Now, do you understand pictures, phrases, whatever you want to put on your mission vision board? We're going to take about 30 minutes to do that. You can put whatever you want and cut it any way you want it. You can put words together. It's your turn. When you get everything that you want, if you walk over to where the glue sticks are and glue them wherever you would like to glue them. And again, we're going to play some music. Hopefully you don't need to talk, because by playing music, we're going to get you back on the right side of the brain, creativity.
So, do you consider that it's showtime and I want to do things? Can you do a little sooner than that? I know we've got a late start, but just as soon as you get it completed, then we'll keep going. We'll finish up the workshop.
Yeah. Do we all do one, or do we all?
There's the one board is over here. And so as a team, you all are going to come and put your phrases, your pictures here. But I recommend that when you come over here as a team, you need to decide on what should be your center focus phrase. There should be one picture that all of you agree on, or a phrase that all of you agree on. And then everything else is what you feel needs to be out there. Did I explain myself?
Yes.
That
yes. And I looked outside and it's not snowing.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's not?
It is not.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Again, you do have the liberty to call out, like if you're looking, for example, for a horse, you can call out, I'm looking for a horse, so that way your team can help you find it quicker. But it is nice when you can stay very quiet, because you're actually engaging both sides of the brain right now.
Anybody join the meeting?
Who's got the National Geographic?
I have a pelican and a puffin.
That's the middle.
That's the middle. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I've got Jayla.
in the spirit of Christmas.
I can't believe it. So smart.
We didn't know that one was in there.
Her picture's in there.
Magazine.
bet you. Cut Dr. Murphy's hair. I really like what you tell Joel every time. It's cute.
Nice
hair, too. Yeah.
Space.
Oh, this is a good magazine.
Kids.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah, the open door is great. We don't have these homes.
Well, I just want our kids to have everything.
Not happening. This is great. Oh, this is adorable. These are great. Okay, we got it.
Go ahead.
No,
I'm letting them have their time.
I've done workshops with other groups. Like last week I did one, and then I got myself collage, and I was like, these are my personal collage.
We're gonna make it into a collage.
Oh, that's good.
Does anyone have a camera on their phone? This is a great moment, and I didn't think to bring the camera. This is a great time to take a photo of you guys working.
Oh, I think you're correct. It's
right?
Good.
It's
But if any of your of your phones, I'll take the picture. I can get up on a chair and I can take your picture working it.
My camera's not
there. Sure, I have it.
And then this is a good one to access.
Did you put it backwards?
Yeah.
It wasn't torn, so I picked the.
Tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Tradition.
Oh,
I like this.
Put this one in here somehow.
Trustees.
Yeah, I like it.
And we should put.
Get it? Get it up there?
No, we should put.
Just click in the center.
Yeah,
maybe
we can
put this one in here for glad to be a servant.
Oh, that's a good one, Rachel.
That is good.
Okay, Dr. Murphy, we need you in there. I'm going to try and take one from this side and one from the other.
I know when you're doing it so I can stick in my phone.
Can we have two of this?
Yes, you can do it any way you want.
Being fearless.
How do I know if I took it?
We're fearless.
Patsy, I really like this.
I was going to say.
Making good ideas.
Do you want it or not?
Okay.
This is so adorable. Did yours go in? Did you get them in?
I got some in here.
Your bird is a good one, Dr. Murphy, and so is the caution. Okay. In fact, do we want to write boardroom on here and then the caution?
Do a real one.
Does everybody have several on there? Want to make sure we get everybody.
Oh yeah. I think we put every single thing on.
We have.
Well, we could put these little ones. We could put these little ones where like fill in the blank from them.
That's definitely kind of you. And the ordinary.
Uh-huh, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the other one. You have one by one. Yeah, we have. Oh, go ahead.
Can you
send
me this one too?
Oh, good one.
Oh.
I should this one had come. I wish this one had come in a smaller picture.
Okay, what about this? Do you have the difference between the
full
name and the
shelf? Is this full? Right. We could probably put that. Let's find something other that would fit with that. That would be an answer for that.
I haven't put that.
Oh, this is the answer for this.
What I meant was, that's it.
Really?
Leave
your
well,
money.
We
said
it nicely.
We could.
So, is this your sister?
Yes.
Can we just put
this? Yeah. Yeah.
Just look what it reads on. I tell it, like, you didn't get one from the center. And nobody gets this
picture.
Let's just turn it over. And
maybe you can do it. Do you want to do another one? Do we have it now? You just have to work it.
Work it.
You have to work it.
Work it, Darrell. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I get my ears.
I thought that was cows.
We could put the kids' face right here.
Yeah, the kids too big. Actually,
that's a little too big, that one.
Can I have a spider?
We just cut out the same. Great big mess. No big deal.
Isn't this on the ultimate kind of way?
Is that going there?
Yeah.
Now we're having a
retreat. Yeah, this is a retreat.
Those two go together though.
Yeah.
Like little kids. Yeah.
It's the Transamerica building, but I have to believe that.
It's supposed to go right here.
It's Frisco, and we had a good time.
We had such a good time.
Where's the anti-ordinary? This one's really good. Where's it going to go?
I don't know.
Anti-ordinary chill factor?
The color, huh? That would be cool with chill factor, I think.
No, let her give you the
cookie.
But you can stick it on top of here.
She told me.
It worked. Okay. Okay, guys.
There.
You've got to have a child.
I have some kids right here that I threw because we didn't have room.
Those are cute.
Hormone therapy.
I don't know how you meant to do it.
Oh, here.
I mean, you all have to get on the boards for being able to deal with
Hondo, find me an it, man.
Hey, I got it.
Which one?
How about we put the natural right next to it? That's right. It's right here, look.
It's that muy chiquito.
It has to be big.
Yes, it needs to be big, fool.
Okay.
It is, hold on.
That's real cute.
Okay, let me
go. I hope not to.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's perfect.
Did you find it? Or no?
It's too small. We need a big one.
Here. Okay, here's one right here.
You found one?
Oh, awesome.
You found one.
Yep.
What happened to Dr. Murphy's bird?
There's a bird right there.
Awesome.
There's a bird right here.
There's
a bird.
But we don't want the yada 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 part.
I don't want a pelican.
You had the pelican. What did you do with them?
I didn't have one. I was looking for one.
I like the pelican.
Oh, for toes.
Nature myth.
Trim them out a little bit so it'll fit.
Huh? Oh, good one.
But just a blank one.
Sure. God, Serge. Here's the difference between disappointment and results is making a box.
Right here.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of them overlap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This says a lot about our personalities.
Yeah, bit.
Yeah, we're real neat, real organized. We love the guys. All them. This isn't stuff.
Should we pick it up?
Is that appropriate?
Drops off.
Is that inappropriate? Mm-hmm.
You should what did they say?
Color your world in black and white on the top of it.
You could put in another
somewhere. Okay. Color the world here with the bird.
Yeah, how about that?
Bird.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfecto mundo.
Oh, we need a date.
Oh, date.
Betsy has beautiful handwriting. Yes.
How about we cut them up?
Good numbers. Sure. I'll get the here. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's today's? The 12?
Good.
That
was really
pretty. You need a 1, 2?
There's a 2 over here. There's a 2 over here.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Class of. Yeah.
Isn't it just the best?
Yeah.
Right
there. Are you gonna do that?
What are you gonna put after what?
2011.
Yeah. Is there a December anywhere? Can we find December?
Just do that and then I want to put one on.
I think how much fun this would have been with the old board.
Oh my gosh, I would have been sick.
This is a good magazine.
Yeah, they have some neat stuff in here.
Yeah, really neat stuff.
Sunday night football.
Look on the front of it.
Fall. Winter.
You can also find a D and E and C.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's a C if you find it.
A D and an E.
A D and E on that side. I don't know if you can do that or not.
My son's calling.
Mom, please come home. The weather's bad.
Super house and car.
There's a D and
yeah,
E.
Yeah, E.
Huh? And did you
see C? Okay, could we
just
turn that
the,
can be a C?
You just turn the page out.
That can be a C.
What's in the hospital right now?
Okay.
And what else did you need?
We got it.
You got it all?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the most beautiful magazine.
Oh yeah, it has really neat
stuff.
Yeah,
we are. We're smart. It's hot in here. It's hot.
Let's see, there's a seat right here.
This evening,
right here,
Dave.
Go, Patsy, when you tear it.
Well, I'm in person.
Yeah, the perfect block. Yeah. What do you think they put on there?
Retirement.
Yeah, Winnebago's, golfing, traveling.
That's so cute.
It's amazing. It is amazing what comes out on it.
What struck me is how we did everything we didn't overlap. You know, everything is real neat and organized.
Yeah, what's the name of this workshop?
It's synchronicity.
Teamwork.
All of you are in sync. And then you all are, this is what you've just done.
It's really
building.
What do you think teenagers put, high school juniors and seniors put on there?
Cars.
Cars. Yeah, a lot of cars.
College.
College.
I think math books or something like that.
Well, every once in a while. Are y'all through?
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
You take your seats?
Well, Monica didn't let me glue mine.
It's okay, Letty was mean to me.
Okay,
hurry. You want to take this outside?
No. No.
I'm telling you, those figures are wrong.
I have not
lost
yet. Sign these.
I knew it because.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's about half as much.
It's not done yet.
Okay, everybody.
It's not half.
Everybody has to come back to the table and put your name on it.
Huh?
Less than
back to the table. Put your name on the back.
Take the marker. Everybody get a marker and put your name on the back, please.
Now figure out how many credit hours those kids got.
I get orange.
Wait, but it's not clear. I'll tell you what.
Why?
Because, like the utilities.
Uh huh.
It's not factored in there because EPCC pays them.
Doesn't matter. We're not paying for it.
True. And then whether
it's what it's costing us.
Well, what I didn't see, what was missing.
Yeah.
Stop.
With some sped services. I didn't see one. I just saw one sped teacher. Not the dyad, not.
Well, those are spread over the whole district anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Right?
Well, we're getting.
Well,
yes.
It does when you consider a dyad makes $400 a day and she's spending a whole day there for 3 days. I think.
Well.
No.
What would we have?
Maybe you're going to duke it out.
This is not team building.
This is not team building.
The
ribs?
Yes.
Marcia, I wrote on
orange.
Are you trying to tell me something? He colored my knuckles orange.
Temperature orange. Is 25 degrees.
It's freezing out there, guys.
It is 25 degrees. Oh, Letty, I don't want to go out there.
Yep.
We're going to Patsy, did you write with your right hand?
No.
You did?
Well, the window. Yeah, uh-huh. I did.
And did you do good?
Well, I could read it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You're pretty.
Two more signatures.
It's the guys that are always late bloomers.
Late bloomers.
Look at mine.
What? You guys haven't signed.
That is.
It just was like, he called me.
I don't even.
Monica was sitting next to me.
Yes, it was calming. I never thought I could write with him. I would write with my intent, and it just came personally.
Was like that.
Angry.
Didn't it surprise you?
I thought, oh my God, it's going to be hard with my left hand because I'm struggling.
I didn't get to teach you guys some personalities.
We just found it out.
It's amazing.
I would love that.
The personalities and then why you write with a dog on your head and how you see.
Aurora, this is beautiful. This was wonderful.
Yes.
It was absolutely.
Thank you.
This is beautiful.
Well, I can tell you that
was beautiful.
And it's, you said that all of you are just so organized.
Yeah. Isn't it cute?
I'm going to have to say that I am not, but I'm a good team player. I am not organized. There's no harmony in that. Come see my guest sometime, you'll laugh.
Did you know that organizer were in the back just like
you have a more artistic side to you? A more creative side to you?
Yes. I've always say I don't, but I am not organized at all.
Call my nerves. Hey, you didn't even.
What? Híjole, anda peleonera. Mira.
Should we dismiss?
Yep, got about 5 more minutes.
Okay.
How about that?
Are we done? Okay, about 5 more minutes.
You guys forgot to open the wine.
Yeah. December board meeting.
Oh, we can go to that if you want.
Okay, let's look at this. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. Getting to the top. Why was that in the middle? Why is that in the middle? Getting to the top.
Our goal is to be one of the top districts. Well, be the top in the city and in the state.
Okay. Good. What would keep you from doing it?
Our passport members.
That's a good answer.
Is that still on over? No, that's all right.
It wasn't me.
Okay, now, as we started out, and we're going to be here about 7 more minutes. As we started out, I told you all that, you know, this is going to be something a little bit different. And I think it was a little bit different. And it's priceless to us, because we do a lot of this, and Aurora does a lot more than I do. But it's priceless to us to see you all around the table, giggling, laughing, working together, putting this together. Put this someplace where you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it someplace where you can see it. If you need to add on to it, we'll add on to it. But believe in what you put on there, because that says a lot. And if we're doing about a 3 or 4 hour workshop, we could take each one of these and ask, why'd you put this on there? But I guarantee you, it's going to be that you are a teammate, that you are working together, that you did work together tonight, that it was different, and that hopefully that you learned something that you can not only use for the students in this district, but you can use personally. And then you signed it, and Aurora and I put one, and I put one, and which one?
This one's mine, and I don't know if you can see the little girl, how she's jumping up, and she's just so free. This picture to me represents wholeness, and it represents healthy, and that this is my prayer for you, that every child could feel this way, and that it also represents success and so much more. I get very emotional because I know such heart-wrenching stories about some things that children are going through in their homes, but wouldn't it be wonderful if this is what we could produce at the end,
mm-hmm.
You know, and ironically, you know what's behind the back of this child is Dr. Phil. So, you know, mental health, for us to be well, for us to be healthy. And so that's my prayer for you, that you can help.
My prayer is, it says, be a hero. And whether you want to or not, you're heroes to a lot of children in this district. And when you walk into a classroom, or you're on stage, or you're giving out diplomas at the end of the year, and you've had a great year, which you've had so far, and you're going to continue to do that, you are going to be the best board in the city and in the state. Just remember that you're a hero. You're a hero. And kids look up to you. I guarantee you they look up to you. And then, again, I'm going to leave this here, and y'all do what you want to do with it, but I'd really like for y'all to place it someplace where you can look at it. And when the times get tough and get a little difficult, and you get back in executive session, just have that as a little reminder of why you're a board member, and have that passion. Okay?
As we're sharing your dreams, your visions, your goals, the more that you talk about it, the more that it does begin to come to fruition. But also, anything else that comes to mind, and that you say, let's say you're at the doctor's office, you're looking through magazines, you happen to see something that jumps at you, you want to come and add it to your board, you can. Now, if you end up encasing it or whatever, well, that's maybe you could do another one, but because now you know the process. But you can do that. You can always be adding to it. But this is your own work. This is your blueprint now. So how do you feel?
Great.
This?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Fun.
Yeah.
It
was a wonderful training.
Good. Good. I'm glad. We wanted it to be a good experience for you.
And we condensed about 6 hours into about 3.
I can see that.
This was a very budgeted workshop. A very, very short, very fast.
Okay, I want to read you this about Gandhi. A mother once asked Gandhi to get her son to stop eating sugar. Gandhi told the child, come back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, the mother brought the child before Gandhi. Gandhi said to the boy, stop eating sugar. Puzzled, the woman replied, thank you, but I must ask you, why didn't you tell him that 2 weeks ago? Gandhi replied, 2 weeks ago, I was eating sugar. So what's the point being made? What is the point that Gandhi is making?
Got to be an example before you can
walk the walk.
That's it. You have to be an example. And again, every board meeting, every day you're a board member, you have to be that example. You have to be that example. Like I started out, it's 24/7, 365. That's just the way it is. But you know what? You stepped up to the plate and you said, I want to be a board member and I want to be a part of getting this district to be the best board in El Paso and be the best board in the state of Texas, and it can be done. It can be done. And then one other saying that I really like is, and I use this a lot, it's one of my favorites, children don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's about bottom line. Is children don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when, and you can't, you know, whether the little ones or the big ones, the little ones, they're harder to fool. You know, because you walk into the classroom, they start, and you're looking at the S, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, the little ones are going to look at you like, you know, you're not paying any attention to me. The big ones, but when you walk into that classroom, and I hope you walk into the classrooms a lot, you know, show them that you do care. Show them that you do have that passion. Show them that you're going to be their hero. There you go.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And then?
I always wish we
did. Oh, thank you. I hope that's not what it looks like outside when we leave.
Guys, that's we got to do a 2-hour delay. Everybody in the city is.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Would ask really? You if you would at this time, on that lunch feedback I just gave you, if you would just give us a little feedback of when today stayed and tell us, did you like the workshop, didn't like the workshop,
I'll
or would you change? Would you add something? Just a little feedback. And if you want to write it with your non-dominant pen, you can.
Only Rachel.
Your true self comes out when you write with a non-dominant pen.
That was so.
You can put your name or you don't have to put your name. It's up to you.
And then we are through. That's it. When you finish, if you raise your hand, we'll pick those up.
Okay, now we got to practice Christmas caroling.
Okay, start with this song. And you do the Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Exactly two. So if they get picked up at 7, now they get picked up at 9. If they get picked up at 7:35, they get picked up at 9:35.
The bell rings at 7:55. Now the bell rings at 9:55. Just everything moves 2 hours.
Will it be on the 10 o'clock news?
Yes, if we, in the next 5 minutes, get a message.
Send a message, so my boss sends me a message, too. Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you. She already told us the Great El Paso Association of Realtors.
Have they announced it already?
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
Nancy, thank you for thanking us. We really appreciate that. And would you thank
Tony Glaze.
Tony,
she did
for
a lot
all
of
her work.
Behind the scenes stuff, getting us some of the materials and making the copies. So.
And we're going to have a presentation of certificates, level 2 team building. Okay. The certificates awarded to Lori Searles for completion of 3 hours of continuing education units. And what's this, Mr. Hunter?
And this is a little token of our appreciation for letting us come. It's just a little Christmas gift for you. Ms. Earls?
That is so sweet.
Happy holidays
to
you.
Oh, God bless you, Aurora.
Thank you.
Mr. Kimmins, office.
This is so beautiful. Oh, and in the blue and Kim. Orange.
Kim. Yes.
Kim.
Armando Monica,
call Kim. Will you call your mother?
You
tell she knows.
Monica Casares.
Ms. Monica, that's me.
This is so beautiful.
Mr. Sergio Coronado.
Thank you, guys.
Sir.
Thank you all.
Thank you
very much.
Ms. Rachel Quintana.
Thank you. Wow.
Holidays to you.
Thank you.
Cocktails.
Did you do my other favorite part? The sub personalities. Those are a blast.
I bet you that would be fantastic.
Yeah, we need to follow up.
We need to do that.
We need to,
do that.
We like this.
Dr. Murphy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all very much.
Oh my God.
Yes. Thank you. This was a Christmas treat to us. Really, it was. It was a wonderful time.
Really enjoyed it.
It is 9:40, and the meeting is adjourned by consensus. Everybody's happy. Yeah, we're gone.
Can I interject a commercial?